It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. And joining me now from the Washington Times is Rowan Scarborough. He's got a front page story in today's paper. Pentagon eyed Al-Qaeda early as attacker on U.S. consulate. Wow. The day after the attack in Libya, the word was out that Al-Qaeda was the culprit, right?
That's right, Andy. You know, the Defense Intelligence Agency has a cadre of specialists who have been focusing on North Africa for a while. And in just looking at the events that happened that day, and then the stream of reports they got in from diplomats and their sources, it didn't take long to conclude that this was not a spontaneous protest, that this was an organized attack. And there is only one group right now in Benghazi that really has the capability to pull something like that off, and it's the group Ansar Sharia. And that was the conclusion of the DIA the day after the attack, based on all this stream of reporting. And as I am told that their briefings did not include anything about a video inciting violence, that they termed this an organized attack from the get-go. So with that, it's even more difficult to understand why 6-7 days later, our ambassador to the UN, Susan Rice, is still saying that this was a spontaneous protest sparked by a video, because it's clear to the DIA and to others in the intel field that it just was not.
Huh. Now, I also understand through your story that some troops were actually dispatched to assist in security?
That's right. We Special Operations Command almost immediately moved Joint Special Operations Command people. Those are the SEALs in Delta Force. It put more of them in the area, although not directly into Benghazi, just as a safeguard in case there were more attacks and hostages. The number one fear became after the attack that their American hostages would be taken. And so, you know, there's nobody, as the SEALs have proven in Somalia and other places, there's nobody better at getting into a target and liberating a hostage than the SEALs. So that's another thing that happened in the hours after the attack. If you just look at the mosaic of rocket-propelled grenades, mortar fire directed directly at a building. The compound invaded from three different sites, and the militia that was supposed to be guarding the compound running. I mean, you put all those together the day afterwards, and I think most logical people would conclude this was an organized attack.
All right. Now, when you tried to get information, you went to the Pentagon's Defense Intelligence Agency, and what happened? They sent you down the road, right?
That's right. The DIA said they were not going to comment on Benghazi. So I then went to the Director of National Intelligence, which oversees all the agencies, in a sense. And they said, well, if the DIA isn't going to comment, we're not going to comment. So that's how far I got with that. Interesting, James Clapper, who is the Director of National Intelligence, our highest intelligence officer, he put out a statement Friday because of the swelling of disbelief over the chronology that the White House was giving, and he finally was prompted to put out a statement giving the chronology inside the defense the intelligence agency on why they said the things that they said. And one of the first sentences in the statement is that we believed for a while that this was a spontaneous demonstration based on a video. Well, I can tell you, people are shaking their heads inside the community at that sentence, because it was not the conclusion of analysts looking at the chain of events that this was a video-prompted attack. It was their assessment hours afterwards that it was an organized attack. So I'm not sure why he made that statement, but he did. And he said it wasn't until days later that they got indications that this was in fact carried out by organizations, extremists linked to Al-Qaeda. Well, that's Ansar al-Sharia. That is the group that has ties to Al-Qaeda, wants to set up an Islamic state in Libya, and we believe carried out the attack. The other fact in this is that Zawahiri, the new leader of Al-Qaeda, had hours before, maybe even a day before, put out a video calling on his franchise groups, whether they be in Yemen or North Africa, to to attack the West. So that was another factor you had in this chronology that all added up to not a video attack, but a organized attack that resulted in the death of our U.S. ambassador there.
All right. Now, we've gotten to the point where a couple of members of the House have gone to the State Department. They want information surrounding earlier attacks or attempts in Libya, right?
That's right, Andy. That's, you know, once again, we're putting together the mosaic here. There were at least six previous attacks aimed at Western targets in Benghazi, including this consulate. Now, that and apparently, according to whistleblowers from the State Department, that's when the alert came out from Benghazi, from diplomats, and also in Tripoli, that we need more security. And that request was turned down inside the State Department for an unknown reason. And that's what Representative Issa now is trying, in his oversight committee, is trying to get to the bottom of. Why was there actually a formal request for more security, and then why was it turned down, if it was turned down? You know, looking at Andy, there was virtually no security provided for our diplomats or our ambassador in Benghazi, despite the steady series of attacks, and despite the fact we knew that more and more extremist groups were setting up camp in Benghazi. And as far as I can tell, he had no substantial security detail whatsoever, and the building itself was left to some Libyan contractors to guard, who had, as we can see, had no stomach for actually protecting that building. And then thirdly, they knew where the ambassador was hiding. So somebody tipped them off, and they went and got him and killed him in some manner. We're not sure yet how he was killed, which again points to the day afterwards. It doesn't take a brilliant intelligence analyst to say this was done by an organized group, and the best organized extremist group in Benghazi is this al-Sharia group.
Hmm. All right, so what happens next? I understand there may be a hearing scheduled?
Yeah, Representative Daniel Issa will definitely, as soon as they compile, try to get a paper trail here, they will summon witnesses up, and I think they're going to do it in fairly quick order. I mean, this is an election year. You know, we're less than 40 days out, and I'm sure they would like to get political capital here. But I think that, you know, if the so-called mainstream media is not pursuing this very aggressively, I think that Representative Issa now has an opportunity to himself expose the actual chain of events that led to the killing of this ambassador. And what did our intelligence say in the days leading up to the attack? That's very, very important. And then what did intelligence say immediately afterward? Because it's still unclear exactly why the administration continued to say a week later that this was a video-inspired, spontaneous protest.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, in all fairness, we know firsthand how information changes rapidly in a news event, and sometimes it takes a while for pieces of the puzzle to come together. But here, there seems to be an indication of something else going on.
Sure. I think if you just watch the on-the-ground reporting the day after, and the statements from Libyan officials about how this was had all the hallmarks of an organized attack, and one Libyan official said that the ambassador's location was compromised by some sort of an informant. I mean, just that alone tells you this was an organized attack, not a spontaneous. Spontaneous citizen protesters don't fire pinpoint mortar shots. They are not able to seek out and find a hidden location for an ambassador. You know, those are all the hallmarks of an organized attack. And the next day, September 12th, we knew all these things had happened.
Pretty scary stuff. I know that you're going to continue to follow the story. Please keep me informed, and we'll pass along any information you get. Thanks for the update.
Thanks a lot.
Rowan Scarborough of the Washington Times, front page story today, Al-Qaeda eyed early in attack. 4:58, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.